New numbers out today show about 77,000 Alabamians filed initial unemployment claims last week. That's down from the week before, but still totals more than 285,000 claims since the coronavirus pandemic forced layoffs and furloughs. The state labor department is urging patience as they work through the backlog, but for those counting on that money to stay afloat, patience is in short supply. WBHM's Andrew Yeager spoke to several people who have filed for unemployment benefits. He heard frustration, anxiety, and resignation.
If anyone had a head start on this world of COVID-19, it might be Aaron Torfer. He's a student at Jefferson State Community College by day, but in the evening, he works serving food at Samford University's cafeteria.
And it's the allergy line that kind of avoids the nuts and the gluten and things like that. So I clean, wash my hands all the time.
Samford, like many universities, closed its campus last month. Torfer was furloughed, and not being sure when he'd have a job again, he filed an unemployment claim.
It was Saturday night. They said, you know, you can apply at 1201 online. And I was like, okay. So I applied at 1201.
A letter came a few days later saying he had been approved, but you have to recertify every week. Torfer couldn't remember his PIN number to do that online and was locked out. He's been on the phone for hours since.
We are experiencing a very high call load, and they would hang up.
It sounds like this has almost become your new job.
Yeah, you know, and I wonder, it's almost like a test.
He hasn't received any money either. Multi-hour wait times on the phone without talking to a human being, that's the most common thread through people's stories. The Labor Department says they're in the process of setting up another call center. Hannah Laura Melville is waiting after she applied.
Within a few days, I got the letter that said everything. You are eligible for 0000000.
But Melville is self-employed. She's a personal chef in Birmingham. The state has since issued more guidance for those in her situation. Melville reapplied, but says there's not a lot of information.
And it's not the individual humans that I'm faulting as much as the system, per se. It's just all very, very confusing.
She's crossing her fingers money will come. Melville says she could get by for about 2 months thanks to the federal stimulus, but restarting the business is what she thinks about. Because so many of her supplies are perishable, it's like starting from scratch. Nathan Kiefer is waiting for his benefits and says he tries to check his bank account just once a day to keep his sanity. He was furloughed last month from an auction company in Leeds. He didn't have any problem applying online, but it's now past the 21 days the state says it can take to pay out claims.
When I've checked online, it says not paid. I have no idea if that means that mine was rejected. They haven't gotten around to processing my paperwork yet. I have no idea.
Kiefer is a single dad to a son with special needs. He says there's not much left to cut.
If I don't get some sort of income by about Monday of next week, we're going to be starting to run out of food.
It's not as if no money is going out. Last week, the Alabama Department of Labor said almost 61,000 claims have been paid. One of them is Drew Duncan's. He works at the Mercedes plant in Vance, which is shut down until April 20th. He counts himself lucky and surprised, given all the horror stories. He received a payment within 2 weeks.
I'm just hoping that much more needy folks of the state, worse situations than myself, will be able to get it this quickly.
Aaron Torfer, the community college student, is getting by with help from friends and family, but it strains those relationships. He actually had help from the state finding work before.
I got my Samford dining job off of the unemployment website. I use these resources for what they're intended.
The system came through for him then. He's hoping it'll come through for him now. Andrew Yeager, WBHM.